Yeah.
Oh, boy.
House Committee on Revenue for February 26, 2018 will come to order. Colleagues, it has turned out that the House Bill 4080, Senate Bill 1529, and House Bill 4026 are not ready today.
You're kidding me.
We expected to have some testimony on 4026 involving an issue raised by the Oregon Community Foundation, but in fact, the board member who was planning to come, a man by the name of Lane Shetterly, who some of you have heard of, it will be here tomorrow to talk about that bill. And so we'll hold that one over. We will open the work session. We'll hold all three of those bills over that I mentioned, 4080, 1529, and 4026. We will work today, Senate Bill 1555, and we'll open the work session on that bill. Mazen, give us the short version, and then I'll ask for a motion.
Senate Bill 1555, to refresh your memory, this is the bill that relaxes a little bit the restrictions on 20% of the revenue coming from marijuana taxation,
okay.
Going to the mental health programs, and this basically for only one, this biennium allows for these amounts of money, about 16 million of them, to be used for slightly more flexible uses for the mental health and alcoholism program, basically for community mental health programs.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, we've had a request for a short recess. We will stand at ease for 5 minutes?
That's perfect.
For 5 minutes. When we stood at ease, we were on the work session on Senate Bill 1555. Representative Smith?
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 1555 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Smith moves Senate Bill 1555 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Representative Bueller, please.
Thank you, Chair Barnhart. I mean, during testimony on this bill, we heard that this was a quote, a technical fix. It really is much different than that, than it was portrayed. This is a reallocating of marijuana tax revenue from addiction treatment and prevention to community health programs. And that may not be necessarily such a bad decision, but I think the testimony was a little disingenuous in terms of what this did. We can argue, though, that this is probably not a good decision when we have a national opioid crisis in the state right now, and many people crying out for improved treatment options for their addiction. And to move $16 million away from that purpose, I think, is not a wise policy decision.
Thank you. Other discussion? All right, I think we better call the roll.
Representative Bueller?
No.
Representative Findley?
Yes.
Representative Hernandez?
Excused.
Representative Marsh?
Yes.
Representative Nose?
Yes.
Representative Reschke?
Nay.
Vice Chair Smith-Warner?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. The motion carries. The bill goes to the floor. I'll ask Representative Rayfield, who is the other chief co-sponsor, to carry the bill. With that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1555. And colleagues, because of the mix-up on the testimony and the other piece, we have run out of business for today. See you tomorrow promptly at 1 o'clock. Committee is adjourned.